The buses rolled out of Western New York either late Wednesday night or very early Thursday morning and arrived at the nation's capital later Thursday. Among the passengers, Bob Schumacher.
Just, it's a wonderful cause. It gets everybody together and gives them something to look forward to the rest of the year.
Canisius College students who made the trip are working to develop assistance for students who become pregnant while enrolled. They learned that Sisters Hospital covers the costs of delivery and postnatal care, and they recently learned of a nearby house whose owner offers to take pregnant students in. Dr. Camille Pontrello is an advisor for Canisius College's Students for Life organization.
You got to care about the moms, you got to care about the babies, you got any children that they already have, the families. There's like a whole, you know, bigger picture that I know the Students for Life look into.
While the abortion issue will be the primary focus for those following the march, Western New Yorkers who made the trip say being pro-life goes well beyond abortion. Rory Reichenberg is a religious studies and theology instructor at St. Francis High School and says it also includes the death penalty and end-of-life issues.
There's definitely been an emphasis on life when it's most vulnerable. So it can be the unborn, it can be the elderly, the disabled, the sick. So there's many facets of life for a variety of reasons that are threatened in society today.
As Reichenberg spoke to WBFO, he and his students were about to enter the Holocaust Museum. He explains it was a visit made in advance of the march so that his students could see what can happen when the dignity of life is not respected. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.